All right, Love y'all, let's go.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurting. Your faith ain't never small. That's what brought you this far. Yeah. See, you got your dreams and you got your prayers and you got your God. He gonna take you there. See, everybody has a season. And I believe this one's yours. Because you've been working, waiting. This what you've been praying for. So get your blessings. Go get it. It's your time.
Hallelujah, Lord. We just want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together on today. We want to thank you, hallelujah, Lord, for your presence being on the line, hallelujah, on today, Lord. We welcome you, hallelujah, Lord, and we rebuke and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on today. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away distraction, hallelujah, on today, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you. We magnify you. We lift your name up high and holy, for you are truly worthy. Hallelujah. To be praised. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. and amen. Praise God. You better go get, hallelujah, your blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah. The song say it's your time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let me take you to scripture. The scripture say, I have given you the link, hallelujah, to possess you. Praise God. All you got to do is go get it. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. You better go get your blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for everybody who has called in, everybody who has tuned in to the Comedic Jewish Fellowship featuring our own Apostle Eldon Curry representing Long Beach, California. The West Coast is most definitely in the house on the day. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can best believe he is getting ready to bring a dynamic word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to go to the throne of grace real quick. Hallelujah. Amen. With our hallelujah. Amen. Our testimonies and our prayer requests on today. Praise God. And y'all know I like to read Psalms 100 before we do that. Praise God. And it reads, coming out of the old King James, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his high and his holy word. Hallelujah. On today, praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to look at verse 4 real quick. It says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Into his courts with praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. This was David's attitude at the time, because at that time, that's when you entered into the presence of the Lord, because we believe that the presence of the Lord dwells with the ark. Hallelujah. And the ark dwells inside of the courts. Hallelujah. Praise God. Inside of the tabernacle. So in order to get into the presence of the Lord, you have to go into the tabernacle. And he said, when you go into the tabernacle, this is the attitude you're supposed to have. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I challenge you today, hallelujah, amen, that you are always in the presence of God. Hallelujah, that the presence of the Lord is always with you. Hallelujah. So you don't wait till you get to the church. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to say that again. You don't wait, hallelujah, until you get to the church. Hallelujah. Praise God, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You don't wait, hallelujah, till you get to the church to, hallelujah, sing his praises. You don't wait till you get to the church to be thankful unto his name. You don't wait till you get to the church to bless him. He is always in your presence. Hallelujah. You should always be grateful for what the Lord has given you, especially if you ask him for more. Hallelujah. Praise God, especially if we're asking for more. Too many times we are asking for more, but we're not giving God more. Hallelujah. We're not giving him more praise. Hallelujah. We're not giving him more offering. Hallelujah. We ain't giving him more of ourselves. Hallelujah. We saying, I give myself away, and you ain't gave nothing away. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you asking God to give you all of me. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want all of you, God. Hallelujah. But you don't want to give God none of you. Hallelujah. Just when you enter into his courts. Hallelujah. Let's not limit ourselves to the text today. Praise God. Can we go beyond the text today? Hallelujah. And always praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Give God thanksgiving. Always give God praise. Hallelujah. Always be thankful to him and always bless his name. Not just when we want something to eat. Hallelujah. And not just when he do something for you. You got to be able to get in the mindset that I'm going to praise God in the good times and the bad. I'm going to praise God. Hallelujah. Whether he blessed me or he ain't blessing me. I'm going to praise God. Hallelujah. Whether I'm up or I'm down, because I'm going to praise God, not because of what he can do, but because of who he is. Hallelujah. Praise God. So as we come before the throne of grace on today, Hallelujah. Come with an attitude, hallelujah, of gratitude. Praise God. We want three hot testimonies. Praise God. Hallelujah. Three hot testimonies on the throne of grace. Hallelujah. And then we're going to get into the word on the day. Praise God. Is there one? Hallelujah. On today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
For this day. This is a beautiful day. I'm going to cherish this day. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad that I see the light again. Thank God for the preacher. Thank God for Ella Corey. Thank God for Sister Butter. Sister Virgie. Sister everybody on this day. Thank God for our warriors that survived this long. We probably had some folks in the military. We don't know. But I thank God for us. I just pray for them families that keep killed in that factory. Pray for them today. Pray for everybody. Everybody's church. Come on, man, here to be with that church. Have mothers and fathers get killed. You had young girls, young boys get killed and stuff like that. But only Jesus knows. He knows all about it. And I thank God for my sister and my brother, Brother Brian, all my kid folks around the world. Come see him soon. In Jesus' name. And bless our president of the United States. Bless our other president, Kamala Harris, our other beautiful president. Bless all the presidents around the world. And bless these mothers. Fathers. Sometimes along the way it got hard, but sometimes sad days, sometimes happy days. It's going to be that way for our country to survive. So we need to love one another, care about one another. So I just thank God one more time for being who he is to me. And all these family members, I love them. I hope that it's their church. How to survive, you know. Thank God, my cousin Tiffany. I don't know if you forget about her. One day, Emily. Yeah. You know. Thank God for you all. Amen.
Amen.
I have a testimony.
Amen.
I have a testimony. My name is Shabonda Dixon. I remember when I got hit by the car, but when I was in the hospital, I had brain damage, and the doctor gave up on me, but I'm still here, because God says no. He want me, he got something else for me to do. So
yeah.
I'm still here, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, we got to bring up them testimonies from the past sometimes to remind us, hallelujah, what God has brought us through. Hallelujah. The doctor gave up, but she's still here. Bless the name of the Lord. Do we have another testimony? We got time for one more. Praise God. Amen. 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 Well, bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to move forward with the service. Amen. At this time,
we're going to go to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. And we are going to, hallelujah, amen. After we go to the throne of grace, I am going to introduce the man of God. Hallelujah, amen. And he is going to come forth and bring forth a dynamic word from the Lord on today. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the prayer, the testimonies that have gone up before your throne on today, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you are our peace. Hallelujah, that you give us peace that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. In the time when the world is falling apart, Lord, we thank you for being with us. You said in your word that you would never leave us, nor would you forsake us. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for continuously being with us, Lord. Hallelujah. We continuously praise your name. We continuously magnify your name. We continuously lift you up, Lord. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, Lord. You're worthy to be lifted up. Hallelujah. We bring joy. Hallelujah. See your name on today. We bless your name. We bless your praises, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for the man of God. Hallelujah, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you strengthen him. Hallelujah. On today. Praise God. Hallelujah. You bless him, Lord. From the crown of his head, hallelujah, to the sole of his feet, hallelujah. Give him peace within his mind, his body, and his soul. Bring him comfort, hallelujah, Lord, and bring him courage, hallelujah, Lord, in this hour, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah, Lord, anoint his lips right now, hallelujah, to speak your word, hallelujah. We thank you in advance for the revelation knowledge that you are bringing. Hallelujah, and to each and every one of our lives on today. Lord, we magnify you and we praise your name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God and amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, give the Lord some praise because the Lord, hallelujah, is worthy. Praise God to be praised. Don't worry about how many people are here. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord says, amen, when two or three come together, I am in the midst. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's the only person I'm worried about showing up is God. Lord, have mercy. Praise God on today. Hallelujah. I'm about to introduce the man of God. Hallelujah. He is about to come forth and bring forth a word from God on today. Hallelujah. Amen. He is, hallelujah, the residing pastor over the Comedic Jewish Fellowship. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is anointed. Hallelujah. And he is appointed.
Pastor
Praise
Lee
God.
From Louisiana.
Amen. Thank God for you, sister. I'm going to say it one more time. I said he is anointed. Hallelujah. And he is appointed. And he is getting ready to come forth and bring us a dynamic word from the Lord. Hallelujah. So without further ado, I am going to introduce the son, and I am going to present to others none other than him, the holy man himself, the apostle, Elvin Curry, Apostle, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way on today. Give the Lord a hand praise. Hallelujah for the man of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Pastor Elden A. Curry out of Long Beach, California. Praise the Lord, everyone. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, hallelujah. Apostle, yes, I was just introduced to you. It's in your hands. Hallelujah. Allow the Lord to use you. You right on time. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Wow. And God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody lift up the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. This morning. Hallelujah. If he woke you up this morning and started you on your way, come on, give him praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many know ain't nobody mad but the devil? Hallelujah.
Ain't nobody mad, but
and he got a reason to be mad, hallelujah, because when you just stole everything, you got to give it back, amen, amen. That's a reason to be mad, glory to God, because you can't keep what ain't yours. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. How many can feel that you're in the recovery stage? I'm about to recover everything. Hallelujah. I'm about to recover everything that the devil has stole from me, everything that he thought he stole from me, everything that he took from me. It's getting ready to come back to me. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, it's about to come back to me. Hallelujah! It's about to come back to me, neighbor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm in the position of recovery. Hallelujah. I'm about to recover. Oh, somebody, I tell somebody, I'm about to get everything back. Hallelujah. I ain't stopping until I get everything. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Man, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. I was standing here earlier, and the Lord was talking to me. And I was saying to the Lord, I said, every time I come offline, I'm getting hit more harder and harder by the enemy.
Glory to God.
He said, don't worry about it. He said, because things are about to change. And the Bible says that all that live godly will suffer persecution.
Yeah.
Am I right about it?
Amen.
And so, you know, we can't go through, you know, do the work and not expect for the enemy to try and hit us in some kind of shape, form, or fashion. So, he said, but you still blessed. Are y'all still with me this morning?
Yes.
I hope you got your Holy Ghost coffee besides, because we're going to do some traveling in the Word this morning. I said, okay, Lord, you say I'm still blessed. Okay, amen. He said, blessed is not based upon materialism. Blessed is based upon where you are in me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
That's right.
And then he took me to Matthew. Let's do a little traveling this morning. Hallelujah. I feel like doing a little traveling this morning. Hallelujah. In the Word. Hallelujah.
Let's roll.
In Matthew, we look at Matthew chapter 6. Matter of fact, no, let's look at Matthew chapter 5. I'm sorry. Matthew chapter 5. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Is everybody there?
Yes, sir. Matthew chapter 5.
Let's look at it. Let's begin with, let's go to verse 1. And just read until our soul get happy. How that sound, glory to God, hallelujah. Because I want to leave in your thought process this morning, hallelujah. Who are the blessed? Who are the blessed? And I know we read this so many times before, and I know we didn't look at it a whole bunch of times. But this morning, the anointing of God wanted to see something different this morning, I believe. I believe he wanted to bring something out in a greater magnitude to us this morning to let us know how blessed we are. Come on with me, somebody. To let us know that when we don't feel blessed, it don't take away the fact that we are blessed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So y'all still hear me this morning?
Go ahead.
It's easy to say bless them that curse you when ain't nobody cursing you. Come on here, somebody. It's easy to say do good to those that mistreat you when you ain't got nobody mistreating you. But when you in the heart of the fire and you getting mistreated, it's a little, how many of you are a little more harder? Come on here, somebody. Especially when a person know what they doing to you and they still do it anyway. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
And then they don't have no remorse for what they're doing. They don't feel nothing about what they're doing. And they hoping that every time they do it to you, that it's like having a knife at somebody's back and you got it in there, but you ain't got all the way in there. But you trying to get it in there as far as you can. And then when you get it in there, turn it a little bit. That's how it is when you're dealing with somebody that don't have no compassion behind what they're doing to you.
My Lord.
But how many of you know that whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My grandmother had a saying, and bless her heart. I miss that old lady so much. Hallelujah. Look, bless her heart. She has, everything she said came to pass. She says, baby, every dog got their day. And some dogs got 2 days depending on what they do. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
I never forgot that. Why is mama saying that every dog got their day? She said, every person got their day to stand before God to give an account of what they did, not only in heaven, but on earth, too. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And some people say, well, ain't nothing happening. I've been doing it for so long, it ain't nothing happening. But how do you know sometimes God will give you enough rope to hang your own self? Come on here, somebody. I wish somebody would stay with me.
Come on.
This morning, hallelujah. Sometimes God will give you enough rope to hang your own self. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Take Judas, for instance.
Yeah.
Didn't that happen to him right away? But when the conviction and the condemnation of what he did followed him, he couldn't live with himself. He said, I stole out the master. I stole out the Lord. I was his treasurer. He left me in charge of the money. I was stealing from him. How could I do this to the Lord? Then I sold him out to the Roman soldiers. He was so good to me. He showed me nothing but love. And out of all the love he showed me, I ended up betraying him for 30 pieces of silver. How many know in the end he didn't want the silver? Come on here, somebody. He sold him off for the silver. But then he didn't want it after he got it. Come on here, somebody.
Kept on going.
I ain't seen him.
No, because he bagged up.
and then went out and hung himself because he couldn't live with what he did. Come on here, somebody. I tell people, just because ain't nothing happened to you yet don't mean that you don't have a judgment day coming. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 5. Is everybody there? If you're there, shout hallelujah. Are we all there?
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And the word of the Lord reads, it says, now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountain side and sat down his disciples and sat down, and his disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. Come on here, somebody.
Okay.
So how many know when the anointing of teaching come, the anointing of teaching come so we can know how to live the life? Come on here, somebody. So we can know how to put the word that we know into action. Come on here, somebody. To bring a clear understanding of what we're seeing. So he began to teach them, and he said, verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit. Come on here, somebody. Now, I really had to look at that poor in spirit. The poor in spirit are those who have no spiritual understanding. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for those whose spirit have not fully got the understanding of the kingdom yet.
Okay.
And then blessed are the poor in spirit, for those that keep on getting beat up by the enemy. Because it says, for theirs is the what? Kingdom of heaven. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
In other words, our spirit may be poor here, but it's rich in the kingdom of heaven. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
That's it.
Because God is saying the riches I got for you in the kingdom of heaven won't corrupt, hallelujah, glory to God. They won't perish, glory to God, hallelujah. They won't turn, glory to God. They are eternal, hallelujah. And the value of them cannot even be matched by the value down here. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah. That's why the Lord is saying for us to rejoice, because we got riches that cannot be corrupt, that will not corrode. Come on here, somebody. We have riches that are more richer than the finest of riches here on earth. Somebody need to give God a praise right now. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Say, neighbor.
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 No matter how it may look,
No,
you are still blessed.
You are still blessed.
Come on, give God a shout, hallelujah.
Thank you.
How do you know you can be rich materialistic wise and poor spirit wise and be more richer than the one that think that he's more rich material? Materialism don't define blessed. Now it comes with being blessed. Let me bring a great understanding to that. It comes with being blessed, but it don't define really how blessed we are. Come on here, somebody. Things come with that. Come on here, somebody. It's like you buy something from the store, and then they say, okay, since you bought that, they come along with it. It's
come
an additional item to what you already bought. Come on here, somebody. So things are an additional item to salvation.
Ooh, that's good. That's good.
Because the ultimate thing that God says that I'm concerned about is you having everlasting life. Come on here, somebody. Oh, teach, Holy Ghost. Teach, Holy Ghost. God says my main concern is that I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah.
Okay.
And so the abundant life is the addition to the everlasting life. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And that's why God don't want us to get caught up on the things out here. God has said, okay, things out here is good. He said, but I got a life better than down here. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
You better tell them about it.
He said, so that's why I want you to rejoice and look at how blessed you are already. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Verse 4, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So it's a blessing to mourn. Come on here, somebody. And the blessing is when you mourn, God says that you're going to be comforted. Hallelujah. God has comfort for those of us who mourn. That's why he gave us the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. Because he is what? The comforter. How many know that God wouldn't have gave us a comforter if he didn't know that we was going to be uncomfortable in some situations? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So he said, I know that this walk ain't going to always be peaches and cream, but I'm going to give you a comforter. I'm going to be with you in spirit form. And every time you get uncomfortable, I'm going to be the comforter to make it more comfortable for you, to let you know, yeah, it may be kind of hard right now, but if you keep walking with me, it's going to get easier. Come on here, somebody. I know you might have some disappointments and some setbacks, but don't worry about that, because I've already outlined the fact that if you keep walking with me, it's all going to work together for the good, because you love me, and I'm a call according to your purpose. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And to my purpose. And then he said, well, you know, they might walk away from you, and they might turn their back on you, but then I promise you that I will never leave you, not forsake you. Come on here, somebody. Come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah to God.
Hallelujah.
We are blessed, beloved. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. And then it says, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Ain't you glad that God is keeping us meek for a reason? He said, I'm trying to keep you meek, because if you stay meek, you have an inheritance. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For those who are meek, you get ready to inherit the earth. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And how many know that the Bible says that the earth is the Lord's? Hallelujah. And the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
God says, I don't want you to worry about the prideful. I don't want you to worry about the arrogant. Glory to God. Because they got their place. Hallelujah. But it's not here. Hey, amen. It's another place that's built from the devil and his angels. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But if you stay meek, glory to God, then you will inherit the earth. Come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Beloved, we are so blessed.
Yes.
And you blessed right at the time you don't feel like you. See, God right now, he said, get out your feelings.
Yes, sir.
Even though I can be touched with the feeling of your infirmities, and even though I feel what you feel, I want you to know that there is a press that you can press past what you feel. Come on here, somebody. I may not feel it, but I ain't basing it on how I feel. Lord, I thank you that I'm blessed no matter what it looks like, no matter what the devil say. You know, child of God, I'm learning every time the enemy tells you something flipping. I don't know if y'all can hear me, but I want to make sure y'all do this morning. Hallelujah. You still got the Holy Ghost coffee with you? Every time the enemy tells you something flipping. Hallelujah. Why? Because he's a liar. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know it must be something good happening when he starts talking. Because he don't start talking till something good is happening. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Fact.
And then you got to take whatever he tell you and just turn it and flip it to the other side and say, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. If he telling you you ain't going to make it, thank you. I'm going to make it because I just heard a false report. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That ain't going to happen for you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. My blessing on the way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because he is talking because he knows the truth is coming. Come on here, somebody. And he wants to cause us to be down and out, hallelujah, cause us to miss our breakthrough. Why? Because we listening to a false voice in our ear. Come on here, somebody. That's why you can't let everybody talk in your life, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I don't know if you can hear me, child of God. Can y'all hear me this morning?
Yes, amen.
The enemy sent folk on purpose to mess with your spirit. The enemy sent folk on purpose. Amen. To try to make you feel bad. The enemy sent folk, hallelujah, with negative reports. If I was you, I wouldn't be on that prayer line. Well, you ain't me, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
I don't know why you doing all that for. Don't worry about it. God got me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to know when the enemy talking to child of God and know when to shut him up, glory to God, hallelujah. Why? Because his job is to keep us from believing the report of the Lord. How y'all don't want to call that out? That was worth the cost of a mission, right? His job is to keep us from believing the report of the Lord. Even he believed the report of the Lord. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah. Are you ain't catching these Holy Ghost nuggets that the Holy Ghost throwing out, huh? Hallelujah. The fact that he talking against it proves he believe it. Come on, hear somebody. Because you don't talk against something unless you believe in it. Are y'all still with me this morning?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How is that the atheist is trying to prove that it ain't no God unless in the back of his mind he knows there is a God? You don't argue something that you don't believe in. The fact that you're trying to argue says you believe. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. The fact.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why those who are atheists don't stay atheists long, because, see, they can't, because the argument brings them into the place where they begin to know that there is a God. Hallelujah. Well, they're trying to prove he don't exist. Everything they argue say he do. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me get back to this topic of who are the blessed. Hallelujah. So we done hit number five, blessed are the meek. See, the meek are those who do not allow pride to get in the way and who don't take the glory away from God. The meek are those who constantly say, Lord, I need you. Lord, I know that the only reason why I can do this is because you're in my life. Hallelujah. Lord, you're the one that's empowering me to be who I am.
Come on now.
Thank you, Lord. The meek are those the ones who don't take no glory for ourselves. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because we realize that he is our everything. that Yahshua HaMashiach is our everything. Hallelujah. That the God of the universe is the only reason why we can be who we are. Come on, give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And then verse number 6 says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Come on here, somebody. So it's a blessing to be hungry and thirsty after righteousness. Come on here, somebody. Now, that word righteousness means to be hungry and thirsty for what is right. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many of you right now is hungry and thirsty for what is right? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you know when you're hungry and thirsty that your hunger and thirst will drive you? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
When you get hungry, glory to God, you're going to find somewhere to eat. I may be tired, but I got to find me somewhere to eat because my stomach telling me I got to go. We got to find something, glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't even feel like walking, but your stomach is carrying you. Hallelujah. Yeah, you're going to feed me right now. Hallelujah. We're going to find somewhere to eat, glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because you become hungry. And your hunger has driven you to the place of, I got to find me something to eat. Hallelujah. And when you become thirsty, your thirst would drive you to find you some water. I'm going to find me some water somewhere. I'm going to find me something to drink. Hallelujah. Why? Because I'm thirsty. And my thirst, hallelujah, is driving me. See, when you stop being hungry, then you stop having the drive. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Because why? You done got full. Come on here, somebody. And why you got to be careful that we don't get full of the wrong thing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on.
That's why when you eat good, glory to God, you got to stay where the food is good, glory to God. It's good for your soul. It's good for your spirit. Come on, hallelujah. God is saying, when I put you in a place where I'm feeding you, hallelujah. And see, you know when you eat good because your spirit will let you know that's good. Come on with me, somebody. Hallelujah. Are y'all still with me this morning? When you get good soul food, you get good spirit food, your spirit will let you know, yes. Hallelujah. Yes. That's what I've been trying to get you to get me to. Yes. When the food ain't good, your spirit gonna let you know. We need to get up out of here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know how you go. Hey, yeah. As soon as you get an opportunity, glory to God, get me up out of here. Glory to God. I can't hear nobody this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, give God a shout. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, blessed are those who will hunger and thirst for righteousness. Hallelujah. I mean, you know, when Daddy sees us hungry and thirsty for righteousness, he going to fill us because that's his desire. That's his will. That's what he wants, glory to God. He wants us to be hungry and thirsty for him. God says, now I can feel you, glory to God. Hallelujah. I mean,
that's
you know,
right.
Can't nobody feel you like him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can't nobody feel you like him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
With God send that right word in your spirit, glory to God, it causes your spirit to do what? Rejoice. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Tell somebody online, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Tell the neighbor, I've been eating good, and I ain't going nowhere else. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tell me, I've been eating good, and I ain't going to change my diet for nobody. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
I ain't going to change my diet for nobody.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. There you go, mother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, when you eat good, hallelujah. Glory to God. See, because the Bible says that man cannot live by bread alone. But by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank you, Lord, for giving me an appetite for your word. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to eat the good of Boko Yaraba Thunder. What do Isaiah say in 1:18? He says, if we be willing and obedient, we will do what? Eat the good of the land. Hallelujah. But most people don't really look at that scripture as close as they should. It says, if we be willing and, is a conjunction connected two words, willing and obedient. Glory to God. So it ain't just enough to be obedient. You got to be willing. You can be obedient, but if you ain't willing, glory to God, willing means that you got to yield your mind and heart to God. Hallelujah. If you got to want to do it, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Not only you doing it because it's the right thing to do, but you doing it because you want to do it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Somebody give God a shout. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. And then verse 7. The word of the Lord says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. Come on here, somebody. So it's a blessing when we're merciful. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
God says the same mercy you show, you're going to be shown. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And how many know that nowadays people don't have no mercy on nobody no more?
Come on, preacher.
I don't know if y'all can still hear me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
People do not show people mercy no more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you see how they do people nowadays, amen, it's because they don't have no love. See, God is love. And where there's no love, God is absent. But people try to separate love from God, but you can't separate love from God because love is inside of God. And so the only way that we'll know that you got God is by the love.
Hallelujah.
And see, love show what? Mercy. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
Mercy.
If you see me falling, don't get behind me and try to push me all the way down. Help me up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Tell it, brother. Tell it. But some people push you down.
Mercy says that if I'm already at my wit's end, don't you be the one to try to put the nail in the coffin. Show me some mercy.
Amen.
Come on,
God. Jesus.
Mercy shows the compassion of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's why the Bible says any of the Lord is a mercy.
Hallelujah.
That we're not consumed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because his compassion fell not. So mercy and compassion go together. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus,
you look nice.
Hallelujah.
Preach that word.
Wow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many of you glad that God is giving you mercy? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for the mercy.
How many know that grace run out? Come on here, somebody.
Yes, amen.
Grace is limited. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why Paul says, should we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid, because we don't know how much grace is out there. But mercy, hallelujah, endure forever. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Come on, love.
Whenever God wants to have compassion, he look at his mercy. And mercy speaks out to the Father and says, Father, you know, I know they done did wrong. I know they deserve to be cut off. But let me go down there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then the Bible says that they are new every morning. So that means that mercy wipes out everything we did so that God don't be mad at us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
So we didn't have to look at what we did and messed up. Oh, God says, I don't even see that no more. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
So now we got a clean slate. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory.
And then God
Glory.
Said that the mercy we show others will be shown unto us. Come on here, somebody. That's why the Bible says in the Lord's Prayer, forgive us of our debtors. Hallelujah. As we forgive those who are indebted to us, hallelujah. In other words, Lord, forgive me of the debt I owe because I'm forgiving the one that owe me that's indebted to me. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah. So as I forgive them, Lord, forgive me for what I owe you. Come on here. Because I believe that a lot of us forget that we're indebted to God while we try to remind our brother and sister how we are indebted to them. But God said, what about the debt you owe me? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And you want me to forgive you, but you won't forgive your brother and sister that can't pay their debt to you right now. Come on here, somebody.
God have mercy,
Jesus.
Man,
hallelujah.
Now, I ain't talking about your brother and sister that got it and won't give it to you. That's a whole other. That if they got it and they won't give it to you, then God going to take from them because they are holding back what rightfully belongs to you, and they're going to lose more by not being obedient. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Come on, give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. And then number 8 says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Come on here, somebody. Blessed are the pure in heart. In other words, those of us who keep our heart clean, those of us who don't allow our spirit man to get tainted. Hallelujah. Now, I used to think that this scripture just meant when we get to heaven, we're going to see God. Which it do. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So, yeah, we do have a joy waiting on us that when we leave this body, because the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But also, he showed me something. How many of you have the gift of being able to see angels?
Amen.
Amen.
How many of you have God blessed your eyes to be able to see angelic beings? Come on and give God praise.
Amen. Amen.
Now, let me show you what the Lord shared with me about that. He said, the only way you can see angels is that your heart has to be pure enough for you to be able to see them. Come on here, somebody. Blessed
Amen.
Are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And the reason why some can't see angels is because their heart is not pure enough, so God does not reveal that to them, because they can only see it through the purity of their heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God today.
God did not find
you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Matthew chapter 5. Hallelujah. We have verse 8. We're finna hit verse 9 right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So yeah, so that verse right there is twofold. So yeah, we're going to see God up there, but then God is saying, if you allow me to purify your heart, then I can reveal and show myself to you down here. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then verse 9 says, blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers. Those who are always trying to make peace. Blessed are the ones that God used to keep peace. Hallelujah. Now notice I said the peacemakers. Not the hell raisers, the peacemakers. Hallelujah. Blessed are the peacemakers. Glory to God. For they will be called children of God. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Is that why the Lord says, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
How many know that? When God gave us the Holy Ghost, and he gave us peace. Come on here, somebody. Peace come with it. Come
Amen.
On here, somebody.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
It's impossible to have the Holy Ghost and not have peace. Come
yes,
on here,
Lord.
Somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I wish somebody would stay with me this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. People tell me they got the Holy Ghost and they're full of all kind of hell. No, the devil is a liar. Where is your peace? Yeah. That little cool got out by Sunday. That's where the comfort come in. Hallelujah. He is the comforter. You're supposed to have peace in the midst of a storm. You're supposed to have peace that surpasses your understanding. Why? Because God says, I'm in here. Glory to God. And because I'm on board your ship ain't going to sink. Because I'm on board your ship, you're going to be all right. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
How many got peace this morning? Hallelujah.
Thank you for the peace.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, turn that little more cool out of my heart. I may be going through a storm, but I got peace in it. Hallelujah. Household like it crazy, but I got peace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Spouse cursing me out on every side, but I got peace. Turn that little more cool out of my heart. How? How can you have peace? Why? Because God is
Hallelujah. Amen.
Please announce yourself.
How many know that God is watching our attitude as we go through? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
And I will praise, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. It determines your attitude, glory to God.
Yes, to God, yes, yes.
Yeah. Did y'all catch that? Your praise determines your attitude. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
because your praise allows you and picks you up beyond your circumstance. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, hallelujah.
So my praise allows me to soar, hallelujah, because I'm an eagle, and eagles don't stay on the ground long. They stay in the air. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that an eagle is not a ground bird? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's right.
He stayed on the ground long enough to see what he want to see, and then he's back up in the air where he belongs. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You are with somebody get happy. Hallelujah. Praise God right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Verse 10 said, blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness. Let me tell you something, child of God. You ain't going through for nothing. You going through because the devil man, because you standing for God. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You going through not because you doing something wrong. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You going through because you doing something right. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It seems like the people that they were wrong is getting away. But let me tell you something, God said, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
That's a low
jacket. Don't even worry about it.
Glory to God. Keep your hand on Matthew 5 and 10, but I'm going to show you some of his Psalms right quick. Now, read it again. Blessed are those who are persecuted. Come on here, somebody. How many of you being persecuted right now for righteousness' sake?
Yes, yes, yes.
If you being persecuted for righteousness' sake, come on, give God a shout. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah!
The Bible says, beloved, turn it on joy. Come on here, somebody. Remember what I said earlier? I said it's easy to say to bless somebody that's cursing you when you ain't got nobody cursing at you. It's easy to say it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah! Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
It's easy to say turn the other cheek when somebody slap you because ain't nobody slap you yet. Glory to God. Hallelujah! But when you get slapped, glory to God, that's when you can put that scripture into effect. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some of us can't even stand to be looked at hard right now. Hallelujah. What you looking at? Hallelujah. And we ready to go left. Because that's what we used to do. But God is saying, I'm handcuffing you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, I know how you used to be. But that's why I came in, to clean you up and straighten you out. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now over in Psalms, let's go to Psalms right quick. Go to Psalms 37. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Glory to God. I feel the anointing of God right now, y'all. I'm sorry. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Psalm 37.
Hey, you
gotta be 37. Verse 1. We just gonna read our soul get happy. Glory to God.
Glory.
Glory. The reason why we can we're blessed and being persecuted for righteousness sake. And then we're like, Lord, ain't nothing happening to them. Look at what they're doing. God said, but they ain't you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah! They ain't you. Come on here, somebody. Then in Psalms 37, are you there yet?
Yep.
They're
going to reap what they sow.
Yep.
God don't lie.
Is everybody there at Psalm 37? And the word of the Lord says, do not fret because of those who are evil. Come on, here, somebody.
Come on.
Psalm 37:1. Do not fret. Do not fret. How can I say it? Impatient. Don't. Lord. Why? What's going on? Don't fret. Don't worry about it.
Come on.
Do not fret because of those who are evil. Be envious of those who do wrong. Come on, here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, when I come and when I go.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I feel blessed this morning. Hey, shout out about it.
Don't be envious. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I got a healing last night.
Of those who do wrong, come on here, somebody.
Come on.
So like the grass, they were so willing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Woke up this morning, walking, my feet wasn't hurting. Hallelujah.
Couple countries down.
So flip flop, there ain't been
that window
flip.
The Lord said, they doing evil. Hallelujah.
I was in the
Lord. And they doing wrong. He said, but they go wither like the grass. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
I see another one a day without pain.
Like green plants, they will soon die away. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, that's the part I like. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. And do good. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord. Come on here, somebody. And do good. Trust in the Lord. Come on here, somebody. And do good. Oh, no, cool. Get out of my son, though. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Trust in the Lord. And do good.
Do good.
Don't you know that when we trust in the Lord and do good, the Bible says, dwell in the Lord and enjoy safe pasture. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes,
good. And then in verse 4, it says, take delight in the Lord. Uh-huh. And he will give you the desires of your heart. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know the old King James said, delight yourself in the Lord. Get happy in the Lord. Glory to God. Have you a praise fit in the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Have you a praise fit in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the word of God says that he will give you.
Hallelujah.
How many of you know that when somebody give you something, you ain't got to pay for it?
Amen.
Yes,
oh, y'all the church that came across the plate.
It's free.
When somebody give you something, you ain't got to pay for it. Hallelujah. Are y'all still in line with me this morning, y'all?
Amen.
God says, if you have your praise fit in me, I give you things you ain't got to pay for. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Not only that, but I will give you the desires of your heart. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Desire means something that you will, something that you want, something that's in line with your will, something that God said, then you can ask what you will and it shall be done. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because you have delighted yourself in me, and now I'm going to satisfy your will. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, y'all didn't catch that. God says, I'm going to satisfy your will because you delight yourself in me. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And now I'm going to give you things you've been desiring, but you ain't said nothing about. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
I'm going to give you things you ain't asked me for yet. Hallelujah. But I know they're there. Glory to
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Yes, Lord, I know you want it.
So I'm going to
give it to you.
That's it.
Stop even asking me for it.
Come on here, somebody.
I know you want it.
Because you have been delighted.
Yeah,
yeah. Hallelujah. You've been having a praise fit in me, glory to God. And because you've been having a praise fit in me, I'm going to give you that thing that you ain't asked me for yet. Hallelujah. Give me a high five, Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That you ain't asked me for yet. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Woo. You ain't even asking. And I know you was out.
Because when you.
You're praising me.
Because your praise. Will determine your altitude.
Amen.
Yes,
Amen.
Some of you haven't got off ground level. You haven't got off ground level in your praise.
Come on now.
Yes,
hallelujah. I better get my praise on.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, God, I'm ahead of you.
We praise God for what he do. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We praise God for his goodness. Come
yes,
on here,
Lord,
somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
How good has God been to you?
Amen.
Awesome.
How good has God been to you? And if you couldn't say nothing, how would you show God how good he's been to you through your praise? What would your praise say? Hallelujah about how good God's been to you. Hallelujah. What would your praise say?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just
want to
give you thanks, Lord.
Hey, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah! Glory to God, hallelujah. I don't mean to start that, but your praise is your altitude. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah! Glory. That's how you lose the devil. Come on here, somebody. That's how you shake him. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Why? Because he can't stand the praises of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Especially when you praise God for his goodness. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah to God today. Hallelujah. Lord, you've been so good to me. Hallelujah. I'm not going to let nothing interfere with how good you've been to me. How good you are right now. Come on here, somebody. Somebody need to praise God right now. Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. Lord, he's good right now. Glory to God. You ain't got to think about how good he is. He's good to you right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I will give him a right now praise. Hallelujah. A right now praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, you've been good to me. Hallelujah. I ain't got to wait to praise you. Hallelujah. You good to me right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm thinking about how good you is right now, God. Who the Holy Ghost talking to? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Somebody need to delight yourself. Delight yourself. Delight yourself. Glory to God. God, hallelujah. You want God to give you something? Delight yourself in him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We delight ourselves in everything else. God said, delight yourself in me and watch what I do for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he says, and I will give you the desire of your heart. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many of you feel the Holy Ghost of God right now? Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And then in verse 5 it says, commit your way to the Lord. Hallelujah. Commit your way to the Lord. The word commit means to put it back over in his hands. Hallelujah. Lord, I know you gave me this, but I'm putting it back in your hands. I'm going to commit it to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I trust in you, Lord.
Glory to God. Will you commit your way to the Lord said, okay, now you ain't getting nothing to worry about because now you done put it in my hands now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, glory to God, I'm going to bring that thing to pass. I'm going to pull that out by God, though. Hallelujah. Pull that out by God, though. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Mm. Somebody read me verse 5 out the old King James right quick. Who got the old King James?
Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He shall bring it to pass. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He's going to bring it to pass. Hallelujah. God said, I'm just waiting for you to commit it to me. I'm waiting for you to put it in my hands. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Commit your way. Commit your direction, glory to God, to the Lord. Commit your message to the Lord. Hallelujah. And he will bring it to pass. Come on, hallelujah. Because it's not our way, it's his way. Come on here, somebody. He's saying, but if you put your way in my hands, glory to God, then I'm going to bring that thing to pass for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
We try to do it our way and not commit it our way into the way of God. Put it in the hands of God. Put your way in his hands. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
And he said, if you put it in my hands, glory to God, I'll bring that thing to pass. You trying to figure out, Lord, why it ain't came to pass yet? God said, because you ain't put it in my hands, glory to God. You still trying to do it your way. Put it in my hands and let me bring your way to pass. Come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah.
And then in verse 6, he says, he will make your righteousness reward shine like the dawn. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
What verse are you on?
Six.
I'm in verse 6. Uh-huh. He will make your righteousness reward shine like the dawn. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Man.
Hallelujah. Thou righteousness as light, and thou judgment as noonday.
Woo! Read that. That's
the old King James.
He said, and he shall bring forth thou righteousness as the light, and thou judgment as the noonday.
Woo! That's rich. That's rich. Did y'all hear that? He said, he's going to bring thou righteousness as the light. Come on here, somebody. So your righteousness, our righteousness will become the light. So the world will see. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why, we committed our way to the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That means you're going to shine. You're going to shine, glory to God.
You're coming your way. Praise the Lord.
Can somebody online right now say, neighbor?
Neighbor.
I'm ready to shine, glory to God.
I'm ready to shine.
I'm ready to shine for the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Because of my righteousness he has given me.
Yes, Lord. Hey, but we see, in the other verse, he said, could I put my way in his hands? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He's bringing my desires to pass. Come on here, somebody. Because I'm delighted in him. Now, everything I've been wanting, hallelujah, it's going to come to pass. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
It's getting ready to come to pass.
It's getting ready to come to pass.
Hey, you better know. Neighbor, I'm telling you, it's getting ready to come to pass. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Everywhere in the Bible where it says, and it came to pass, that means it was on the way. Hallelujah. And it came to pass means that it happened like God said. Y'all ain't saying nothing right now. Whenever you hear it, it shall come to pass. That means that it happened just like God said. Come on here, somebody. And God said, when I speak something, it shall come to pass. His word can't return void, neighbor. I wish somebody would give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't you know, neighbor, that the word that you're holding on to, it got to come back with a harvest. It got to come back with a return. Come on, neighbor. The word can't return void, neighbor. It got to accomplish what you sent it out to do. Hallelujah to God. To the...
Praise the Lord.
Yo, what am I? Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Y'all can't handle this online right now. What God finna drop in my head to tell y'all? God say your word getting ready to come back, but it ain't coming back empty handed. Y'all ain't heard
me.
Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God said the word you spoke is getting ready to come back, but it ain't gonna come back empty handed.
Yes,
come on
Lord.
Here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
All right. That's how when he speaks something, glory to God, hallelujah. When God said, let there be light, he didn't have no doubt that light was going to come because he was only speaking what was in him. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah,
you can only speak what's in you. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, doeth the mouth speaketh. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why you got to get the word more in your mouth, because the more it get in your mouth, the more it'll get in your heart. And the more it get in your heart, the more it'll come out of your mouth. And the more it come out of your mouth, the more it'll get in your heart.
Thank you, Lord.
The heart and mouth got to be in agreement. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, Pa.
So God said, that's why I tell you to speak my word.
Amen.
Because how is it going to get in your heart if you don't speak it?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to close up in a little bit, y'all. Hallelujah. But I feel the Holy Ghost of God. You are blessed. Hallelujah. You are blessed beyond measure. Hallelujah. You are blessed in the city. You're blessed in the field. You're blessed going out. You're blessed coming in. I'm speaking blessings over you. I'm speaking blessing over your household. Blessing over your children. Blessing over your children's children. Bless where you go. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
The enemy going to come in one way and he going to flee seven because you're so blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You shall lead and shall not bother. You shall be the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Bless the Lord, we'll call you out of our son,
though.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
How many know that when God bless them, it can't be reversed? Hallelujah!
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Can't no witch, can't no warlock, hallelujah, can't no soothsayer, hallelujah, curse you. Why? Because you've been blessed by the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know if y'all can hear me online right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Somebody shout.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to read this little bit right here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then we're going to wrap it up. Glory to God. But I want to let you know right now, child of God, hallelujah, that your blessed is blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I speak that. Your blessed is blessed. Glory to God. I'm blessing your blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know it's tough when your blessed is blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Woo, glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, your blessed is blessed, glory to God. You ain't even got to say that, glory to God. You just walk in, glory to God. Hallelujah, you just walk in. And watch what God do for you, glory to God. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. I feel it, read this, and we're going to close it out. Hey, come back with me right quickly in Matthew chapter 5, glory to God, hallelujah.
Matthew
Matthew chapter 5. Amen. And I'm going to read verses 11 and 12, and we're going to close it out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Are y'all there?
Amen.
Yeah, I'm here.
Amen. And the word of the Lord reads, it says, blessed are you when people insult you. Glory to God. Blessed are you when people insult you. Glory to God. Blessed are you. Hallelujah. When people insult you. Glory to God. Woo, glory to God. Oh, God, you turn it up now, God. You turn it up for real. Glory to God. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kind of evil against you because of me. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. I'm sorry. I'm just having a moment right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo. They say they told me to tell you. Woo, glory. Let me tell you something, neighbor. People think they curse you and they really bless you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yeah, I go for prayer.
Yes,
Lord. Hey, come on.
They trying to speak bad about you. And God said, oh, they doing it blessing you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So it's a blessing when you get insulted. It's a blessing when you get persecuted. It's a blessing when they say false things about you. It's a blessing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When they say all kind of evil against you. Glory to God. Because of him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because of the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then verse 12 says, rejoice and be glad because great is your reward in heaven. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo, that Sunday got extra bright now. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is the reward in heaven. For so persecuted by the prophets which were before you.
Amen. So we ain't by ourselves. When we going through, we ain't by ourselves. Hallelujah. Somebody was persecuted before you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Is that why the Bible says that we are surpassed by with so great a cloud of witnesses? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
But God said, count it all joy.
Yes.
Count it all joy.
Yes.
Count it all joy.
Yes,
Lord, they lied over. They talked about me. They cussed me out so bad. Lord, I thought I had a tail on me. Count it all joy. Hallelujah.
On
the apostle, Pete. Let me tell you something. Let them keep on talking. They're going to make sure they talk you right into your mansion. Hallelujah. They're going to keep on talking. And God, and they're going to make sure they talk you right into your Rolls Royce. Hallelujah. They're going to keep on talking. Glory to God. And God's going to make sure to give you a whole brand new wardrobe. Let them keep on talking. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's going to mess right there and bless your bank account. Hallelujah.
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 To the degree they're going to have to come to you and say, can I borrow it?
Praise the Lord.
A little something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Next week. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why?
I'll make you a vendor, not a borrower.
Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you kept talking about me so bad, God had to bless me. Glory to God. He's not going to let his children. Hallelujah. David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. Come on here, somebody. God not going to let his kid be no beggar. Come on. Y'all better praise God. Hallelujah. I said, God ain't going to let his kid be no beggar. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is a good father. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He says, yes, it's on stick. When I give you a stone, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. He wants me to have the best. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Yes, oh, I'm seeing this thing in a whole different light, beloved. Turn it on, joy. Come on here, somebody. Tell me you wouldn't be where you are right now if somebody had to talk about your lying on you. It's talking to persecuting. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They set you up. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes. 10 minutes for bad, but God turned it around for you and come out and praise it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You meant for me to go down, but you asked to push me off, and you don't even know it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Man.
Praise the Lord.
I'm looking at this blessed thing in a whole different life, beloved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for all my enemies. Thank you, Lord, for all my haters. Thank you, Lord, for all of those that contributed and didn't want to contribute. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That you prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Come on here, somebody. Give God a praise. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
the Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
How many know that a steak tastes much better in front of somebody that don't want you to have it? Hallelujah! Glory to God. It tastes much better when you eat it in front of somebody that didn't want you to get it in the first place. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God make you more juicy. He make you more tender for you. Come on here, somebody. He said, ain't this good? Hallelujah! Glory to God.
Glory, hallelujah.
I'm about to close it up, y'all. But you blessed.
Bye-bye.
And the devil can't do nothing about it. Come on here, somebody.
Bless,
you blessed. And the devil can't do nothing about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah, God.
Come on to give God a shout. Come on to give God a praise. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to close this thing out.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
The devil is out.
He said, well, every time they talked about you, every time they lied on you, every time they insulted you, every time they falsely accused you, he said, I was blessing you, glory to God. Hallelujah. Every time you had to cry at night, hallelujah, amen. I caught every tear you shed, hallelujah, and I bottled that up, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I will. I say that. God said, I'm going to make the devil pay you back pay. For every time you had to cry, for every time you had to shed a tear, for every time you had to go through something, glory to God. God said, somebody holler back. Somebody holler the big payback.
Big payback.
Hallelujah. I'm not saying Bob, but I'm just saying the big payback is coming. Don't ever call you about Thunder. The big payback.
Yes, Lord.
And how many know that can't nobody reward you like God when he rewards you? Can't nobody. Hallelujah.
Yes, nobody.
Thank you, Lord.
You are blessed, child of God. You are blessed under the cool yet about. Come on, give God another shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. We bless God over tonight. We thank him. We give him praise and glory. Somebody shout.
Yes, Lord, I'm giving you praise and hallelujah. Hey,
they don't have a call that I'm about to. Somebody shout, glory!
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
We bless God on tonight. We bless God on this morning, amen. I'm sorry, man. I'm so caught up in the Holy Ghost right now, y'all. Let me tell you something. God says that the blessing is on the way. And all your enemy did was set you up for God's blessing. Because while they was cursing you on one end, God was blessing you on the other. Oh, y'all don't want to call y'all out my son, though.
I pray for everybody every day.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
I promise, Auntie, he said something that missed out. I've been a lead. I'm a lead over my job. They have been trying to get me caught up, trying to slow me down, trying to hurt me everywhere they can. But I've been able to get up in the morning and go to work every day and do my job.
Amen.
Woman of God, you just woman of God, you keep praising God.
He raised me. He raised me like that. He, him and Mama, they raised me in a cleaner environment where I had to do paperwork and stuff like that. They didn't know who they were dealing with. And then when they tried to trap me, I had my paperwork right.
That's how you do it.
Amen.
They didn't want me to laugh. And I'm married to a white man, and these are white folks that was trying to do that to me.
Amen.
We need to get together.
And I was
but God
able
got
to
you.
Walk in there.
Daughter, can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? I want to encourage you. Keep doing what you're doing because God is with you.
Man,
and as long as you keep your head in his hand, you're going to be all right. And every time they try to curse you, God going to bless you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Well, the Holy Spirit is telling me to tell you, if you stay with him and keep your head in his hand, God going to elevate you on that job. And he's going to move some folks that's trying to work against you.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can hear me, woman of God, but the Holy Ghost told me to tell you this. He said, tell her that I'm getting ready to move some folks that's been working against her off their job. Come on here, somebody.
Thank you, Lord.
Why? Because you belong to God, and God just continue to praise me, continue to love on me, and watch what I do for you. Glory to God. On that job, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, Mom.
Thank you.
It was just something he said that made me realize what I've been going through. I've been fighting for my job forever, but they ain't been able to move me. They have not been able to move me because I go in there and I do my job and I do it well. Because my parents taught me how to work.
And because God is with you. God is with you. That's why they can't move you, because God is with you. They done tried everything to manipulate. Amen. They done tried to ambush you, set little traps and whatnot. But God keep on keeping you. Hallelujah.
They say, come in here at 5 o'clock in the morning. They thought I couldn't get there, but guess what? I can get there at 3 in the morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
While the anointing of God is flowing and while the Holy Spirit of God right now, amen. I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my dear brother Elder. Amen. Come on in here, man of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is good. About Sunday.
Amen.
And his mercy endures forever. Amen. We are blessed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are blessed.
And the devil can't do nothing about it. Hallelujah. And
praise
he can't do nothing about it. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I used to have to do my dad's statements for his bank on five visits, and they gonna give me this little weak paperwork. I'm like, oh, you gotta do all this paperwork. That wasn't nothing.
Bless God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that he will never put more on you, hallelujah, than you can bear. Praise God. Hallelujah. His word is true. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yeah.
The word of the Lord is true. Hallelujah.
Praise God. We thank God for the word on today. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth that word on today. We are blessed. Hallelujah. I want you to leave the line today with a different mindset of what blessed is. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hey!
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I don't care if you got a whole lot. Yeah. Hallelujah, praise God. Your stuff don't make you blessed. Praise God, hallelujah.
Hey!
I'm going to say that one more time. I'll say, I don't care if you got a whole lot of stuff. Your stuff don't make you blessed. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord on today. Hallelujah. The blessing, the stuff come with the blessing. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Say that again. The stuff comes with the blessing. That's why he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're chasing the other things as far as chasing his righteousness. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's where the blessing is. Lord, have mercy. We thank God for that word. Let's go to the throne of grace for the man of God, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the man of God on today. We thank you, Lord, for the word that you put in his belly that he poured out onto your people. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless him, Lord. Hallelujah, that you continue, Lord, to take him from glory to glory to glory. We are looking to you right now, your man of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You said in your word that we will suffer persecution, Lord. Hallelujah. But we thank you, Lord, that you are always with us. Hallelujah. And we thank you for being with the man of God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the angels that you have put charge over here. Hallelujah. To keep him and hold him.
Yes, Lord.
Safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord. Hallelujah. Continue to lead him.
Lord.
Continue to guide him. Continue to mold him. Continue to shape him. Hallelujah. And to the man of God that you have him destined to be, Lord. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be magnified.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
he's worthy to be lifted up because we are blessed. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we blessed going in.
Yes,
we blessed going out. My circumstances do not determine whether or not I am blessed. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Hey,
praise
come
God.
Out of there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They want to talk about this is the problem. I'm going to say it. The Lord say it. The problem is we look at people and we judge people by the stuff they have. And by the stuff they have, we determine in ourselves whether or not they are blessed. Hallelujah. He says some of y'all preach about Elijah. Some of y'all love the prophet Elijah. Hallelujah. Some of y'all just love Elijah. Hallelujah. But if you would have been alive during Elijah day, you would have been talking about Elijah. What a man of God doing drinking from a brook. What a man of God doing being fed. Hallelujah. By the dirty birds. What a man of God doing got a knock on a real woman door and get something to eat. If he's supposed to be a man of God. Hallelujah. Why is he not blessed? My God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But Elijah was not blessed by his circumstances. He was blessed because God was with him. Lord, have mercy. Praise the Lord.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're going to open up the line at this time. If you have a testimony or a prayer request, praise God. Hallelujah. Or a comment for the man of God on today. Amen. Go right ahead.
I have a prayer request. Jerry Webb. He said some people just pray when they feel like it. No, that's your everyday life now.
Amen. Jerry Webb. Amen. Yes, ma'am. You have a prayer request. He's
had a stroke. He's in a wheelchair. He's one of
them. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Apostle, praise God. Would you put Jerry Webb on the altar for us today? Praise God. Hallelujah.
And
what is his request, man?
And my auntie can tell you that.
He had a stroke and he wants to walk.
He's got to get back to God.
Mm. Yeah, the straight thing with the walking in.
Amen.
Okay. Father, we thank
Amen.
You. And we lift our brother up before you right now, Father, in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Father, we know that there's nothing too hard for you. We thank you right now that you're the God of all flesh. And so, Father, we ask you, according to your word, that if it be your will, God, that you will strengthen his body, God, where he had the stroke at, God, that you would send your anointing, O God, and quicken his body, O God, that you would send healing, O God, that you would send healing right now to his body, O God. And Father, by the power of your spoken word, that you would cause him, God, to stand up again, O God. Hallelujah. Like you spoke to the dry bones that was in the valley, Lord, and you had Ezekiel to prophesy to the bones, God, and the bones began to come together. Father, when Ezekiel said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray that this word would get in his bones, O God, and cause his body to come to my day, and I'm going to call you out of my son, did you, Sando? Lord, let this word get in his bones, O God, and cause his bones to stand up again, God. Hallelujah. There's nothing too hard for you, O God, and we praise you right now, God. Somebody give God a praise, honorable Sokotarabakando. Somebody give God a praise, honorable Sokotarabakando. Tell me that you would do it for your glory. Hallelujah. Do it for your name's sake, God. Do it because you are who you are, God. Hallelujah. And we bow, God, to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Somebody give God praise. Somebody lift him up right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
In his son's name.
And we magnify you, God. And we thinking that there's no other God besides you, God. That you're the only wise God. You're the only living God. Hallelujah. Let him have a praise report, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
In your mighty name, O God. And we thank you. And we give you praise. In Yahshua Mashiach's name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory
to God.
Thank you,
Lord. Yes, God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord, give him his
face.
Shout of the Holy Ghost. Can he get his face? Because he lost it.
That was a
good one
right there.
Wow. Bless God. Hallelujah. Do we have another testimony on the line today? Praise God. Hallelujah.
That was a good one right there. He said that.
The name of the God. Hallelujah.
Do
we have another testimony on the line on today? Praise God. That's a prayer request on today. Hallelujah.
This is Mother. I thank you, praise God, for that awesome word.
You know,
I thank you, praise God.
But then
you know, God is mild. And then I chewed on it.
Hallelujah.
I grabbed the taste it, and I'm still eating on that word. Because if
yes,
that's the word, that's the word.
When you
God
lose your faith,
word,
you lost
God.
God.
I thank God for a long time, God. And this is my niece, Teresa. It's your auntie.
Yeah, my auntie.
You got to believe and trust in God, baby.
I believe in God.
Amen.
Because my family taught me that. My grandparents taught me that.
You prayed for your dad. You prayed for him. You work, you got favor, and believe it. Put on the word of God.
I just want my dad to get his face back. I want him to be bad than he was.
Yeah, well, he'll be all right. Just trust me. You got to use your faith, too. Thank you, Apostle. Thank you, everybody on the line, for praying. We pray for you. We watch you on the world.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I honestly do. Because I never experienced this.
Okay, well, you go on praise. Keep praying and don't give up, Teresa. God got this.
I'm hanging in there for no belief. That's my mom and I represent her.
Okay. Love you, Teresa.
This ain't murder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. First it was Lily, then it ain't murder. I love you, Auntie.
Love you, too. You go pray. Keep praying.
Amen.
I said, people ask me, have I had my shot? Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I have.
I'm
going to
get off the phone.
Hey man, love you too. Love you too. Praise God.
Thank you.
Amen. We love you too. Woman of God, we love you too. Amen.
And
amen.
I'm going to get off the phone. And I'm going to think about y'all all day. I'm going to think about God all day because y'all believe in him like I do.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we thank God for you, Sister Teresa. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for
bless
all
you, Sister Teresa.
Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that joined us on today. If y'all have give me a second, let me talk to baby. If y'all have any comments out there on YouTube, praise God. If y'all want Hallelujah to get in contact with the ministry, y'all can leave some comments. Amen. At the bottom of your screen. And we will get in contact with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have any more testimonies
right
on today? Praise God. Hallelujah. Any more testimonies
right
on today?
I'm going to testify that my daddy is healed.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I'm going to testify to that fact. I'm going to go over there tomorrow, and I'm going to hold his hand, and we're going to stand together.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you believe what they say about believing.
Hallelujah.
Believe. All things are possible to him that believes, woman of God.
All
things. And because you believe, amen, nothing is impossible when you believe God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
And I'm a believer all the way.
That's right.
And I'm going to hold my dad's hand tomorrow on Memorial Day. And he going to stand up.
And we praying right there with you, Sister Teresa. We're going to be right there with you in spirit, Sister Teresa. Praise God. Hallelujah.
I mean that. I mean it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And
we standing with you, woman of God. We standing with you, glory to God. We believe in with you.
Yeah.
What is that?
Okay, go on, Teresa. Call me later.
All right. Okay.
Amen. Amen. We thank God, amen, for Sister Teresa on today, Mother Alberta. Praise God, Sister Linda's out there. Praise God, I heard Brother Bobby, Brother Brian, hallelujah. Sister Evangelist Jackie, Evangelist Virgie, everybody out there. If I missed you, hallelujah, charge it to my head. And Sister Kathleen, praise God. Hallelujah, thank God for
hallelujah.
Amen, anybody else out there, praise God. Amen. Well, we thank God for all of y'all on today. We invite y'all to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to call into the line. Hallelujah. Amen. That God is moving in a mighty way on this line. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Amen. Invite somebody. Tell somebody. Praise God. It's like a good restaurant. Go ahead. Go ahead, sister.
Aren't you supposed to bring the word tonight, brother?
Yes, ma'am. I was just going to. Yes, ma'am. Tonight, praise God, if y'all would join us. Hallelujah. Amen. We got this thing going. Every night we keep saying one more night. Hallelujah. Amen. Every night we saying one more night. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we have one more night. Hallelujah to the party that just won't stop. The endless revival. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's called Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. What is it now? This will be day number 13. Praise God of the revival. Praise
wow.
God. And the Lord has given me a word to bring on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And Mother
amen.
Alberta, praise God. Hallelujah. Says she want to go another week. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. So we're going to go another week. Hallelujah. Lifting up the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I invite y'all
wow.
to come back tonight. Hallelujah. I'm going to bring forth a word. It's going to be coming from John chapter 2. If y'all want to just study up on it, John chapter 2, we're talking about the wit in Canaan. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I guarantee you, you're going to look at this wedding differently than you've ever looked at it before. I guarantee you that on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I invite you to come back tonight. Hallelujah. We also want to add, don't forget to sow your seed. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen. You know, I went to Lakewood
yes,
Church
Lord.
For a little while with Joel Osteen, and when it was offering time, you know they clapped. Hallelujah. When they said it's offering
yes,
time,
Lord.
Everybody clapped. Hallelujah, praise God, because they were glad to be able to get it. Lord,
yeah.
Praise God. See, some people, we got to be glad to be able to get it. Hallelujah, praise God, because some people ain't able. If you're not able to give, that's one thing, but if you're able, you got to be thankful to be able, so you got to do it, so you'll be able. He said, hallelujah. How you going to be the lender and not the borrower? Hallelujah. Praise God. If you're not invested, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You're not invested. If you ain't putting no money, watch this. I'm going to show you something. Science. People say science and religion don't mix, but let me show you something. Science tells me that every seed reproduces after its own kind. Hallelujah. So if I sow an orange seed, I'm going to get an orange tree. If I sow tomatoes, I'm going to get a tomato. Hallelujah. Praise God. But how do you expect to sow money? I'm going to say, can I be blunt with it? How do you expect to sow money if you're not, how do you expect to reap money if you're not sowing money? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The man of God talked earlier about mercy. He said, the scripture said, those who give mercy will receive mercy. Hallelujah, amen. So if you you give, that's what you're going to get. Watch this. Galatians 6 and 7 says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, shall he also reap. Hallelujah, praise God. So you might be reaping favor. You might be reaping mercy. You might be reaping grace. Hallelujah, praise God. And you wondering, well, Lord, why ain't reaping no money? Because you ain't sowed. I know it's not popular, praise God, hallelujah. But get your seed in, praise God, hallelujah, and watch God work. Try God, hallelujah. God said it like this, he said, try me and see if I won't open up the window for blessings.
Yes.
Pour you out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. Try me. In other words, go ahead and sow a seed. If it don't work, you ain't got to sow no more. Hallelujah, praise God. But try me and watch. I bet you're going to sow again because you're going to want to reap another heart. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God, amen, for everything he's doing, everything he has done. We thank God for the time of offering. Hallelujah. We offer the time of offering because that's the time to help you. Hallelujah, praise God. When I sow, I'm helping me. Hallelujah. I'm not helping God. If everything belongs to God, how am I helping him? Hallelujah. Praise God. No. I'm helping myself because I'm sowing. Hallelujah. And I ain't expect, this is the problem. I'm going to say this before we close. This is the problem. Too many times we've been taught not to expect nothing. Just give. Don't expect nothing back. Just give. Hallelujah. But God say, I'm going to give you something back. Hallelujah. If you give. So why are we not expecting God to do what he said? Hallelujah. Praise God. He said in the scripture, if you do good, I will bless you. If you do evil, I will curse you. Hallelujah. But if you go back and read everything he said before that, offering was in there. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I ain't no use to be walking around here. I'm going to say this. Hallelujah. Not according to the seed, but I'm going to say this because the Lord told me to say this while the man of God was preaching earlier. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't expect, if you don't want nobody to talk about you, don't expect to be successful. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that one more time. If you're the type of person, I want everybody to like me. I don't want nobody talking about me. Hallelujah. I want to get along with everybody. Well, don't expect to be successful. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus, I'm going to show you something. Jesus, to this day, hallelujah. I'm not talking about the divinity of Jesus. I'm talking about the man, Jesus. Jesus, to this day, has the number one evangelistic ministry in history. And did none of them like him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm. None of the preachers like him. None of the Pharisees like him. None of the priests like him. The Sadducees, they don't even believe in heaven and they didn't like him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody loved Martin Luther King now. But do you know when he was alive, everybody was the Baptist church turned their back on him? Hallelujah. Didn't nobody like him like that. But now he dead. He got streets named after him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Statues and monuments. Hallelujah. All I'm trying to say is if you don't want nobody to talk about you, quit asking God to bless you. Hallelujah. Because they don't want, how she get that car? She must have slept with somebody to get it. Hello. Praise God. Hallelujah. How he get that car? What? He can't be preaching the word. He must be selling dope. I ain't buying. Hallelujah. Praise God. They gon' talk. So just get ready for them to talk. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm talking too much. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we gonna go ahead, turn it back over into the hands of the man of God. He gonna close us out today. Praise God. And we pray that y'all come back on tonight. Amen, and I'm going to be bringing a word. Hallelujah. I'm going to go and give you the title. Life is a party. Hallelujah. Praise God. Where your wine is. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's in your hands, man of God.
Brother Andre. Brother Andre?
Yes, ma'am.
Brother Andre?
Yes, ma'am.
This is Prophetess Jackie Walker. This is Prophetess Jackie Walker. I just want to share a testimony with you guys.
Amen.
The apostle had spoke that I was going to get a new car.
Mm.
And today I went into the car dealer. I got a new 2021 Toyota Corolla.
Hey. Hallelujah!
And I just want to just thank God because Prophet had just told me this. He had just told me this, what, a month ago.
Mm-hmm. My God.
And I just want to share with everybody how good God is. He said the heavens is open.
Hey.
And he said the Lord said he's going to bless you right when the pandemic is going on. Mm-hmm. And God has been blessing me mentally, physically, and financially. And I went in that thing, and the man said, you can't prepare. I said, that's right. I can't prepare because God said he's going to give me a car. The man said, usually you people come and get cars. They in here for 4 or 5 hours. He said, you was only here 2 hours, and you out the door. So you know that was put together by God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
And I just want to thank God for his goodness, his mercy, and I thank God for Apostle, how he speaks things in my life about being obedient, paying your tithes, paying your offerings. And you had spoke about what the offerings for and what the tithes for. And I just been faithfully paying, faithfully giving, faithfully doing what the prophet, the man of God say, mm-hmm. and God has been blessing me. So if you don't believe God, try him out and see. See if he can be completely yours.
Hey,
God,
hey,
yes,
hey, God.
Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout over here.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
How many know that one of the name of God is called faithful? Hallelujah. He's faithful. Hallelujah. He's faithful.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
You told me out this apartment. You said
you're
going to be running.
Yeah.
You told me that. You
came to
pass.
Hallelujah.
Everything you have told me came to pass.
Both of them now.
Watch that. Praise the Lord. Everything God said comes to pass. Hallelujah.
This you told me. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
I want to encourage everybody.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Don't miss your season. Don't miss your time. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
You can never walk on the water if you stay in the boat. Hallelujah! Glory to God. I don't know if y'all caught that.
Hallelujah.
You can never walk on the water if you stay on the boat.
You got to step out on faith.
And you always have some folk on the boat that's going to try to discourage you because your misery love company. Hallelujah. And they on the boat and they don't want anybody to get off the boat. But you got to make up in your mind that you're not going to stay on the boat with the church folk, but you're going to get off the boat and say, Lord, I'm walking with you. Hallelujah. If it be you, bid me to come, Lord. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Peter started walking. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Now, remember, he could only walk as long as he kept his eyes on the Lord. What are you saying, Apostle? Don't take your eyes off the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't care what happened. Don't take your eyes off the glory to God.
That's right. Don't take your eyes off Jesus.
That's your key to walking on the water. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. Oh, I ain't never heard this. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Catch this, y'all. Catch this. Listen, the Bible says that he fixed his eyes upon the Lord. The Bible says that the eyes are the windows to the soul. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So that means that when he fixed his eyes on the Lord, his soul was in it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. His soul was in it. But the minute he looked down, his soul lost the vision of God, and he began to sink. Come on here, somebody. So you got to keep your eyes, your spiritual eyes upon him so you can walk. Come on and give God praise.
Hallelujah.
I'm looking forward to tonight. I'm looking forward to hearing the man of God speak. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know it's going to be an awesome word on tonight. Amen. So I'm
Amen.
Looking totally forward to it. Amen. Glory to God tonight.
Amen.
Again, amen. Be obedient to the Lord and sow your seed. Amen. Sow your seed. Hallelujah. And let the Lord bless you. Glory to God. Because blessings follow obedience.
That's right.
Yes, Lord. And as long as we're obedient to God, God is going to bless us. Amen. So I just want to encourage everyone tonight. Amen. Whatever God is telling you to do, do it. And watch God. Hallelujah. So are all minds clear right now?
Amen.
Amen.
Is there anything that anybody want to say before I close it out?
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Father. So, Father, we thank you and we praise you right now. We give you praise and glory for what our spiritual eyes have seen, what our spiritual ears have heard, and what our spiritual heart understands. We give you praise and glory for all things, Lord. And we bless your name, God. And, God, we ask you, God, to let this word get all down in our spirit, God, and in our soul, God, that we may be doers and not just hearers of your word, God. We thank you that we are blessed. And let us remain blessed, Lord, through our obedience to you. So we give you the praise, glory, and the honor. Bind the hand of the enemy, God. Rebuke every devil and demon. And put the enemy up under our feet, O God, that we may walk triumphantly over him, God. We thank you, and we give you the praise, and the glory, and the honor. Amen, and amen. Somebody give God a victory shout right now. Somebody shout, O God, call your name, son, give your shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's the life. Die and he saved me. That's the death. Buried he came more. Sin far away. But he didn't stop there rising. He justified. Lay again free me. Free me forever. For the one day. He's coming back. Oh, y'all don't know this. Glorious day. Well, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Dying, he came by. Been far away. But then riding, he justified. Clean me forever. One day he's coming back.
favor, her God.
Have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. Speak over yourself.
Everybody.
God, stay faithful. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, right and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you.
The heart and soul of every man, and it's you, Lord, who knows my weakness. Would you give me strength with thy own hand?
Anybody found?
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary.
Oh, you let me go.
Yeah. Hello? No matter what you're going through, I know that you can stand. For your life is in His hands.